The Uluru Statement from the Heart is a radical manifesto drafted by the Referendum Council, which seeks to separate people who identify as Aboriginal from the Australian nation. The document calls for constitutionally backed sovereignty that coexists with the sovereignty of the Crown. So in other words, they want nationhood recognition, they want you to have legal power, and they want you to pay for it. When you search the internet for who actually wrote this document, the Uluru Statement from the Heart, all of the mainstream media sources will incorrectly inform you that it was written by a group of Aboriginal people, addressed to the Australian public. In actuality, as I mentioned, it was drafted up by the Referendum Council after a convention in Uluru back in 2017. This referendum council was jointly appointed by previous Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Leader of the Opposition Bill Shorten on the 7th of December 2015. It also might surprise you who is on this board and just how Aboriginal they actually are. We have taxation lawyers to former CEOs of health departments. We also find the National Chairman of the Australian Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, an expert member of the United Nations, the former CEO of the AFL, a former group company secretary of BHP Billiton, former chief executive partner of Allens, and the general manager of the AFL. Very suspicious indeed. The Uluru Statement from the Heart has also heavily been endorsed by communist activists Tila Reid and Thomas Mayo, who are signatories to the document.
You have all these remarkable people like Thomas Mayo and Tila Reid.
We have to understand this concept of the voice is the first step in redistributing power.
You know, this is the first step. It's a vital step. Pay the rent, for example. You know, how do we do that in a way that is transparent and that it actually sees reparations and compensation to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
This notion of reconciliation, it's not enough.
The voice is burning.
And we've called for a voice so many times in the past because we know Black Lives Matter and we know we need to make them listen.
What we need is to get back to these radical roots of the Communist Party.
I'm a proud union official, the Maritime Union of Australia.
There does need to be these tough decisions and reparations for what First Nations peoples have lost.
A few days ago, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese insisted in Parliament that the document, Uluru Statement from the Heart, is a one-page document which he hangs in his office like a poster. He claims it's a modest invitation addressed to Australians about reconciliation. When interest into the document started to increase and the FOI requests began, Anthony Albanese insisted that anyone who claims it is more than one page is nothing more than a conspiracy theorist, worthy of QAnon.
There's been a lot of news this week that the Uluru Statement is 26 pages long, but it's one page. That's the statement. That is what we issued to the Australian people. Indeed, this conspiracy has been around a while.
Although Senator Jacinta Price had oral confirmation from the National Indigenous Australians Agency that the Prime Minister was wrong, that it was in fact a much lengthier document titled The Full Uluru Statement from the Heart.
So my office today sought clarification from the FOI team at NIAA to determine whether the Uluru Statement from the Heart is simply one page or the full 26 pages. And so my staff got a phone call at 12:54 this afternoon with a verbal clarification that the document is in fact the 26 pages and not just, of course, the one page.
After a bit of backlash, The Guardian News and various Aboriginal organisations claimed that it was in fact a one-page document and that other pages were nothing more than background and regional dialogue. The problem with this is not the narrative previously voiced by some of the actual architects of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Some of them even acknowledged the unabridged version of this document by its full name, The Full Uluru Statement from the Heart.
And it's actually like 18 pages, the Uluru Statement. People only read the first.
And also in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, the Referendum Council's report, the Uluru Statement is in fact 18 pages long.
After the Freedom of Information Act was enabled and the full referendum report was obtained, it was revealed that this was much more than just a modest invitation to Australians for reconciliation. It actually calls for multi-billion dollar reparations. And that's on top of the $38 billion a year Australian taxpayers are already doling out for Aboriginal people and various organisations. In addition to this, it alleges that Australian history started a state-sponsored genocide of Aboriginal people. Obviously, a narrative like this is not supported by the historical source material, as I've discussed in previous videos. This is not some modest invitation by Aboriginals. When you read the Uluru Statement explanation, you will find it is full of demands for treaty, reparations, separatism, punishments enforceable by law, and anger. According to the same document, treaty would be the vehicle to achieve self-determination, autonomy, and self-government. This also poses a very big concern for Australian national security and the allocation of land to a group of people within our borders. I've also addressed this in a previous video, how this has been a plan of the Communist Party for more than 100 years. I encourage all of you out there to see the video for yourself.
Let me explain first of all, the Uluru Statement from the Heart is a one-pager. It's 439 words. And also in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, the Referendum Council's report, the Uluru Statement is in fact 18 pages long.
So, what is this long statement that so many people used to call the full Uluru Statement? Find out for yourself by reading it in the official referendum report, which I have linked in the description of this video. Page 16 is where Albanese's official explanation for the Uluru Statement begins and where some of the truly radical ideas are brought to light, which detail some of the demands being made. With so many lies being pushed by the Vote Yes campaign, which are all being undone by people like yourself who are seeking the truth, it looks like that this Voice to Parliament campaign might actually fail. It has been revealed through multiple polls that more than 55% of Australia is planning to vote no, with the other 45% currently being undecided or voting yes. With this sort of revelation, the Yes campaign and the ALP government have poured tens of millions of dollars into the spreading of propaganda. You might have seen it posted all over social media. In addition to this, pressure is being applied by big tech to silence the voice of the No campaign. Users on Facebook and Instagram especially have been censored, fact-checked, and deplatformed for simply voicing their opinion. I mean, we are supposed to live in a democracy, and this entire referendum process is being delegitimized by the fact that they are now censoring people for having an opinion. This has also emboldened Aboriginal activists into harassing and even attacking Australian people in recent weeks.
We own this land to the exclusivity of all others, which comes under federal native title. You might not like it, but guess what? Times are changing. You don't own the land, we do. Get off it, please. Off our land. Off our land.
Your mother came.
Off our land.
Your mother.
Off my land. Nanya mana. Shua. Jauda manga banya.
Native title, exclusive rights. Not non-exclusive, exclusive. We might put up a great big fence and cut all of your views. Keep going. We're doing it today, right now. Yeah, we got teeth last year.
Big open Jolda manga banya.
Yeah, you laugh all you like. Go Google some shit and educate yourselves. Exclusive native title right to the exclusivity of all others.
Despite what the Prime Minister says, this Voice to Parliament referendum is far more than an advisory board, and it's doing anything but bringing Australians together. It's doing the opposite. It's causing separatism, creating violence, and undermining the democratic process through censorship and the proposals for misinformation legislation due to come to Parliament soon, which will empower hand-picked compulsive liars to determine what is truth and what is not truth, and even punish those who have a separate opinion. The time has come to say no to this madness, and it starts with voting no to the Voice campaign and spreading awareness. Thanks for watching this video. Be sure to share it around with your friends and let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Until next time.